Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO, Mason City. Jesse Stewart here. It's time now for the Midday Farm Report here on this Friday afternoon. And it's Friday, which means we will kick things off with KGLO Market Talk, brought to you by Corporate Farmer in Mason City. Your farm accounting firm, find out what they can do for you by visiting corporatefarmer.com or call toll-free at 800-472-6931. Joining me on this week's edition of KGLO Market Talk is Chad Hart with Iowa State University. Chad, good to hear from you. How are you?
All right. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. I know you are traveling again today. I believe Chicago. You're in Chicago today?
Yes, I'm in Chicago today. I'm in the Windy City.
You are a traveling man. I think last time we talked, you were on the road somewhere in southwest Iowa. So
yes.
I appreciate your time as always. Great to chat with you. Let's dive right in. And one of the main stories of the week I think we should talk about is the March WASDE numbers. Not a lot of changes there, but there were a few changes, mainly pertaining to soybeans that were a little above the pre-report expectations. Kind of talk about the WASDE numbers and what we saw there.
Well, basically what we saw there is, as you say, corn, no changes. As they look at the demand side of the marketplace, what we found is that, you know, things are moving as we expected there. On the bean side, we did see a little step back that was taken on the crush side, you know, but it was, you know, 10 million bushel drop there. But the idea is that really, you know, the March numbers basically said, yeah, what we've been seeing in terms of demand is what seems to be happening here. Not a lot of action there. That allowed USDA to keep their season average prices, you know, basically where they had estimated. They've got, you know, corn pricing in at that 360 range, soybeans sitting around 875. They ended up dropping that about 5 cents. So, you know, in that sense, it was a, let's call it a slow report, in the sense that, yeah, not much moved from pre-trade expectations.
Yeah, and that was really the big thing we saw. Just outside of the soybean things with the WASDE report, nothing really changed. There were a few, maybe, I believe, a couple changes on the global perspective, but other than that, nothing really big in these March reports. And it seems that usually these first few reports of the year for the WASDE really are very uneventful, Chad.
Well, that's the deal. They tend to be until we get to, you know, once we get to May and we start talking about the 16 crop, that's when we can have some interesting times here. And I think as you look right now, you know, USDA finally put their first forecast out. They did that at the Ag Outlook Forum. We've got the FAFRI numbers, Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute. They put out their newest set of numbers. And what we're looking at for the 16 crop is a different storyline there. As you look at USDA's numbers, they started out with more corn area being planted, soybeans holding steady. I think the FAFRI numbers show a step back, if you will, in acreage, given the lower prices.
You know, let's dive in and talk about some of the reactions we saw through the markets this week with all these different notes. And I know we also had some political news, I believe, out of Brazil earlier in the week that had an effect on the market trade. You know, for the most part, grains reacting somewhat favorably to the news that we've had throughout the week. And now you look today, beans are up about 1 to 3 cents, corn about 1 to 2 higher, wheat's a little lower here today. Just looking at the grains and the overall tone of the markets this week, what's your take?
Well, the tone's been positive. I mean, as you say, we've had some news stories come out that help bolster the ag markets a little bit. It's also just been a general trend across the commodities. When we look at what crude oil's been doing, you look at what the grains have been doing, even look at the stock market, the idea is, in general, we've seen, you know, it's been a good week for the markets across the board. You know, I would say what we're seeing in the grains, the support we've been getting from some of those outside markets, is definitely carrying us forward here as we look at, you know, again, it's been a good week.
Yeah, definitely very true. And, you know, looking forward to, through the next couple of weeks, seeing some unseasonably warm weather here throughout Iowa this past week. And now looking ahead here as we go through the month of March, looking to maybe continue an upward trend on some good temperatures here. Is that going to maybe have an effect on markets by possibly getting some guys out there doing some field work early? I mean, what do you think as we start to think about planting? Is that going to have any effect?
That's the deal. I think if we look here, if we do get, you know, keep the warmer, drier weather that we've been having, you know, if that continues on, yeah, we will see, you know, field work really start to pick up. And as that occurs, here's the boomerang, if you will. The idea is the quicker we're able to get out in the field, that could bring some price pressure because, you know, what this market is sort of looking at is, okay, do we bring, you know, additional acreage in, you know, sort of, okay, USDA was looking at, you know, maybe 2 million more acres going into corn. Well, to get that 2 million more acres in the corn, you tend to need to get out in the fields early. And so, you know, that could create some market moves if we're able to get in the fields and work it quickly.
Definitely all good things to consider. Talking with Chad Hart from Iowa State University here on this week's edition of KGLO Market Talk. Jesse Stewart with you here in studio. Let's look at livestock. We've seen just, you know, yesterday and now today again, feeder cattle, the futures market there, triple-digit strength. Many contracts are up over $3 higher right now. Live cattle, the nearby front months, seeing triple-digit strength again today. Lean hogs a little more mixed right now, around unchanged. What are we seeing that's driving the specifically the cattle markets here these past day or two?
Well, I think when you're looking here, and it's not only been the past day or two, but you know, I look back over the past several months, and we have seen a heck of a lot of volatility in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle markets. As we figure out just if you will how quickly the cattle expansion is going on. And when I look at the linkage here between the live cattle and the feeder cattle, it is, you know, we are trying to rebuild that herd. We have seen calf crops increasing over the past 2 months. And so we know that they're coming in, but is it quick enough to keep up with the demand we've had on the beef market? And I think today's reaction says that there's some concern that, you know, if you will, the beef market, you know, the cattle aren't growing quick enough to feed that beef demand that we've got.
Looking over at hogs, you know, for the most part, hogs been kind of in a sideways range, it seems. That April contract has been testing some highs, really hasn't been able to break a glass ceiling, so to speak, maybe this week. Hog market, kind of the opposite of the cattle market right now, Chad. What do you think?
Sort of. I mean, I think when we look there, we know the expansion's been going on for quite some time. You know, it's still continuing on today, therefore, you know, prices aren't nearly as volatile as what we're seeing for the cattle side there. And so, you know, when you look here, we are seeing that continued production growth, and it seems to be keeping pace with the demand we've got there. There's not a lot of question there, and that's why I think we're seeing more stability as we look at the hog market than we've got in the cattle market.
Well, overall, you know, a somewhat, I guess, you know, we could say a positive week throughout the entire market trade, Chad. And, you know, looking ahead into next week and throughout the next couple of weeks, are there anything, any trends that stand out to you that producers need to be aware of if they're getting ready to do any marketing?
Well, as we look here, you know, they're getting ready to sign up for the crop insurance. And so farmers, you know, they know what their crop insurance guarantee is going to be. And a lot of producers out there on the crop side, they use revenue insurance. And so they're able to protect some of their market price through the insurance. And that's going to mark in at a fairly decent level this year. As I'm looking at the livestock side, I think one of the things I'm interested in is as we get into the springtime, looking at, you know, we've had a lot of moisture through a lot of the corn belt. You know, watching those pasture conditions green up here as we go forward, that should help, you know, especially the cattle sector as they look at, you know, their prices have dropped, you know, significantly from about a year ago, but they're also looking at the potential for, you know, I would say pretty good pasture conditions as we look at. They're helping keep their costs down as they go forward.
Gotcha. Well, definitely some good things to look out for as we move forward through the next couple of weeks. With that, Chad Hart from Iowa State University, thank you for joining me on this week's edition of KGLO Market Talk, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
All right. Thank you, sir.
This is your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting. We'll get the latest market numbers and cash grain prices on the way next.